Welcome to another edition of Giants Rewind, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. I'm Bob Papa. Over the next half hour, we'll look back at the Giants' loss in Dallas on Sunday night. To break it down for me, my radio broadcast partner and two-time Super Bowl champion, Carl Banks. And Carl, for the New York Giants, a lot of anticipation starting the season off in Dallas against the Cowboys. And the Giants just made a lot of mistakes over the course of this game.
Yeah, I think what we'll find out about this game as we review it is that they can do the big things well. It's the little things that have bedeviled this offense thus far and this team thus far.
Well, the Giants won the coin toss, and they started on their own 20-yard line. And on the very first offensive snap of the season, a mistake.
First and 10 from the 20. Wilson the tailback, Manning the throw. Screen for Wilson, and it looks like it's intercepted. It is. He threw it right to DeMarcus Ware.
Just, you know, trying to find a lane and trying to get to David Wilson, and he made a play, so that's on me. Got to just throw it at the feet or don't throw it. Just can't throw it to the other team.
Carl, it's something you talked about throughout the course of the preseason. This team, just with the timing of the screen pass, it just seems often DeMarcus Ware gets an easy interception.
Yeah, it just seems that it's a play that I don't know how often they work on it, but I can imagine they give it a lot of attention. The timing hasn't been right in years. It seems like the last good screen team the Giants had was when Tiki Barber was here. I mean, they really have to get that part of their offense figured out. It's just too big of a weapon for them.
All right, kudos to the Giant defense, because Dallas starts at the Giant 15-yard line, and the defense answers the call, and they hold Dallas to 3 points.
Yeah, that was a really big stand, especially on the road where, you know, momentum could shift right away, so they were able to stem that a bit.
Now the Giants get the ball back at their own 20-yard line, and right out of the gate, a 57-yard pass to Akeem Nicks. Reuben Randall has a big catch in this series, so the Giants are set up to take the lead. Answer, the Cowboys score with maybe a touchdown. They have a first and goal at the Dallas 8. More trouble for Big Blue.
First handoff goes to Wilson. Tries to bounce it left. No blocking. Fumbled the football, and Dallas has it at the 6-yard line. George Selby recovered it. David Wilson coughed it up.
David Wilson coughs up the football. Carl, yeah, I know there was a missed block here or there, but you still got to protect the ball, don't you?
You really do, especially when you get in the red zone area, especially that close to scoring. You can ill afford to be your team's lead back and have those mistakes.
So the Giants waste an opportunity down 3-0. They get the Cowboys on a 3-and-out. Giants get the ball back at their own 38. David Wilson runs for 13 yards, and then another problem for the Giants. Again, 3 possessions in this game, and the Giants turn it over for a 3rd consecutive time.
Manning back, throws one high left, intercepted!
The Giants have turned it over 3 times in the first quarter.
Carl, just miscommunication. Manning overfires Randall, and Dallas gets an easy interception.
Again, you look at how this team has played in the preseason, the miscommunication between receiver and quarterback, getting on the same page. Again, this was one that kind of showed up in the preseason as well.
All right, the Cowboys face a 3rd and 11 at the Giants' 14-yard line. In this week's defensive breakdown, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin takes a look at a big play made by a new Giant, Ryan Mundy.
Romo audibilizes, takes the snap. Giants bring 4, throws one left, deflected and intercepted. Ryan Mundy running with it. He needs a block on Romo. Cuts back to his right to the 40, to the 30, to the 20, to the 10, to the 5, down at the 1.
That's answering the call.
This is a gem, without a doubt. I mean, this was such a lift for everybody. This is a 3rd and 11. You can see, again, the Cowboys are very deep in our territory. And the ball goes out to the left flank. There's a little bit of communication issues between the quarterback and the young receiver, Williams. The ball's tipped in the air by Prince here. And Ryan is on the spot, picks it off. Does appear to have a group of people to escort him down the field. You got, again, Williams coming in from behind, but the real issue is going to be Murray, who somehow deflects JPP's block and then closes in. And Ryan is trying like heck to get it in the end zone. He does get it down inside the 1 yard line for a 91 yard interception and return.
Well, Carl, obviously Ryan Mundy playing the tip drill. Prince Amukamara had the good coverage. The Giants get the ball inside the 1 yard line of the Dallas Cowboys. Wilson gets stopped on first down. And then on second down, failure to pick up a pressure leads to a sack by Eli Manning, which winds up leading to a Giants field goal. David Wilson, in his second year, some of these things aren't supposed to be happening at this point, are they?
Well, no, they're not. Your biggest concern as a rookie running back is that he knows his blocking assignments. The second concern is he willing to make the block? And he turned one down, and he just didn't get the yardage on the first down, which isn't a crime. You know, the defense gets paid too. But when it comes to protecting the quarterback from the 1 yard line, you've got to do that. You've got to be willing to go in there and make a block.
So twice in the first quarter, the Giants have the ball first and goal inside the Dallas 10. Their net result of those two possessions is 3 points, the Josh Brown field goal. Dallas has the ball to start the second quarter. We'll tell you about it when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind here on MSG, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital. We start the second quarter. Giants and Cowboys are tied up at 3 apiece. Carl, Dallas is in the middle of a long drive. It ends with 14 plays, 60 yards, and a Dan Bailey 38-yard field goal to give Dallas a 6-3 lead. But you could see the Giant defense is getting a little tired on the football field.
Well, they're out there pretty fast after every series, but you know, they're still bending but not breaking and holding the Cowboys to field goals.
All right, the Giants get the ball back, and it's a quick three and out. And they really needed the offense to kind of get something going just to give the defense a spell.
They really did. And, you know, you keep asking your defense to go out on the road and just try to continue to hold the fort until the offense gets going. And, you know, to the defense's credit, they did a good job of doing that.
Dallas starts on their own 29-yard line with 7:52 to go in the first half. A couple of quick first downs. So the Cowboys are set up. They have first and 10 at the Giants 15 when Tony Romo finds one of his favorite targets.
Romo out of the gun. Looks right. Throws to the end zone. Caught. Touchdown, Cowboys. Just threw it to Jason Witten. And it's a 15-yard strike.
Well, Jason Witten just kind of runs down the field. Now, 4 or 5 plays earlier, Dan Connor got knocked out of the game with his burner. They went right after Mark Herzlick.
They did, and, you know, in terms of his assignment, Herzlick knew who he had. He played the play, but you've got to be able to execute that. And I think in hindsight, you would probably want a Jaquan Williams, who's a better cover guy and understands the little things about it, to be on a guy like Witten in that situation.
So now the Giants find themselves down 13-3 with 2:55 to go in the half. They start on their own 20-yard line. They get called for a false start right out of the gate, and they had to use a timeout as well. This is off of the change of possession. Then Manning a 14-yarder to Akeem Nicks. Then David Wilson for a 1-yard run. So the Giants have a first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. In this week's offensive breakdown, Giants head coach Tom Coughlin takes a look at a bomb to Victor Cruz.
Manning's under pressure again. He's going to keep one downfield. Pass the defense is Cruz, who's got it at the 20. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Giants. 70 yards. Salsa time and Big D. Victor Cruz with another.
This play right here between our front and between Eli and Victor, having done a great job of recognition of coverage, reading it, knowing full well what he could accomplish, and then Eli finding a way, sliding and moving, and then getting the ball out. This was a huge play. And you'll see this penetration right off the bat. Eli slides to the side, just perhaps just David Wilson just flying in there, may have gotten a forearm on the defensive tackle. But anyway, the ball is up in the air, and Victor makes a heck of a play and a catch and gets it into the end zone for a 70-yard touchdown.
So Victor Cruz makes a big play, runs away from the defense. Talk about Manning's pocket presence, though, because there was pressure. He had to create his time and his passing lane.
Well, the first part, the best part about that play is he gave him a different snap count, so he didn't allow the entire defense to get set. But yet and still, there was pressure on him, but he needed enough time for Victor to clear, and there was a great connection.
So Victor Cruz with the seventh touchdown catch of 70 or more yards in his career. That's the most of any player in the NFL. Dallas gets the ball near the end of the half, and the Giants finally get pressure on Romo, and they bang him around a little bit. He had to be helped off the field.
Yeah, well, that was a good coverage sack right there, and they got him pretty good. And you credit the defensive backs and the linebackers in that one, too.
So despite all the mistakes, the Giants trail by only three at halftime, 13-10. We'll tell you about the third quarter when we return to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital, after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the third quarter, Giants trailing the Cowboys 13-10. Now, Dallas gets the ball to start the third quarter. Despite all the problems in the first half, the Giants are only down 3 points, and the defense gets the ball right back to the Giants' offense. The Giants have a first and 10 at their own 29-yard line, trailing by three. Eli Manning gets sacked for 5 yards. So what's next for the Giants? Well, they run the football, and yet another turnover.
Draw play to Wilson. Accelerates left, but not a lot of room. Out to the 27. Fumble the football. Picked up by the Cowboys. And running in for a touchdown is Barry Church. 27 yards.
So a costly turnover. This time, the Giant defense can't defend it because it's run into the end zone by Barry Church. So all this positive feeling, Carl, and now suddenly you're down 10 again.
Another self-inflicted wound. And you've got, if you look at this offense, you say, whoa, they can really hit big plays. But when it comes to just executing the little things, that's where they really have to get on track.
And Tom Coughlin, at this point, when the Giants get the ball back in the next series, he's got to bench David Wilson. Darrell Scott's now in the game. It's a move he had to make, wasn't it?
Well, yeah, you send the kid to the showers. I mean, you cannot, in a big game, have two fumbles. And again, it's the little things, holding on to the football. That's what your job is as a running back. And I think he'll work hard to get it right. But in a game like that, you couldn't risk putting him back in.
So the Giants get the ball back. Their drive stalls at the 47. They punt the ball away. Dallas starts to move the football, but the Giant defense again stops the Cowboys. So the Giants are down 10, figuring they're going to get the ball back. But a mistake by the special teams unit.
Chris Jones with the punt. Randall calls for a fair catch. It hit a Giant. It's loose. And I think Dallas has it. Dallas ball.
You're never going to win a game turning the ball over 5 times and muffing a punt. 6 times we gave the ball away tonight. 6 times. That's my fault. I'm totally, totally disappointed and embarrassed by that kind of football. That sloppy, sloppy football. You have control of yourself. You have to recognize situations that are going to lead to those kind of things, and you can't turn the ball over. You can't win turning the football over. That's the bottom line.
All right, Carl, there's a lot to digest here. Is that a ball that Reuben Randall, when he calls for the fair catch, has to run up and field on the fly, considering the short field that's there?
Well, he's either run up and field it or tell everyone to scatter. He just kind of stood there and the ball hit the ground. So if he's hollering, scatter, 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 the other players on his team would get out of the way and they wouldn't continue their blocks.
All right, the Cowboys started at the 16-yard line. This time the defense could not keep the Cowboys out of the end zone. And Ryan Mundy had pretty good coverage on Jason Witten, but there was no pass rush with the front four there.
Well, that play got extended a bit, but Ryan Mundy, like you said, had initially a really good coverage, but that connection between Witten and Romo, they have something special, and they will connect.
All right, so in a blink of an eye, the Giants find themselves down 17 points again. Now they've got to just go hurry up offense, start attacking. They start at their own 20-yard line and move the ball down the field quickly. This sets up our New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game.
Third and 10. Manning under pressure. Throws to the end zone, and it's caught for the touchdown, Giants. Victor Cruz made the catch at the one and then broke the play, and he'll do another salsa, his second touchdown of the game. It's an 18-yard touchdown pass to Cruz.
That was the New York Presbyterian Hospital amazing play of the game. Amazing things happening here, and Victor Cruz pretty amazing because he just outfought a couple Cowboys for the football.
Yeah, he's, you know, you give this offense credit and the receivers. They came to play. They never gave up and wanted to give this, despite how bad they played, they wanted to give the offense a chance to get back in the game.
So despite the fact that the Giants' offense allowed the Dallas Cowboys to score a defensive touchdown and then another Giant mistake gave the Cowboys a short field, the third quarter ends with the Giants still within striking distance, down by only 10 points. We'll tell you about the fourth quarter when we return to Giants Rewind after this. Welcome back to Giants Rewind, brought to you by New York Presbyterian Hospital here on MSG. We start the fourth quarter. Giants trailing the Dallas Cowboys 27-17. Dallas in the middle of a drive to start the fourth quarter. They wind up getting a Dan Bailey 45-yard field goal. So, Carl, the Giants have to start at their own 10-yard line because of a penalty on special teams. But Eli Manning at this point, he's wheeling and dealing down 13 points. Randall for 20 yards. Nix for 17. Randall for 22 more. Brandon Myers for 13. I mean, it's just wide open throwing the football.
Well, they got into a rhythm, and he was finding everything he needed to find in the passing game. So it was going to be an interesting game all the way down to the finish, it appeared.
All right, so there's still time on the clock, and Manning goes down, the team goes down 90 yards in the blink of an eye, and the Giants have a big third and two at the Dallas 10-yard line. So who does Eli Manning dial up once again? Victor Cruz.
Manning in a shotgun set. Takes the snap. He's back to throw. He looks left. He throws left for Cruz, who makes the catch. Touchdown, Giants. He jumped right over the defender, and for the third time tonight, he's salsing here at AT&T Stadium.
Victor Cruz's touchdown pulls the Giants to within six at 30-24. Dallas gets the ball back, and they're able to pick up a first down. And then, Carl, the Giants dial up the pressure. First, a split sack from Justin Tuck and Linval Joseph. Then Jason Pierre-Paul gets a sack on back-to-back plays. And now you kind of feel the whole momentum of this building changing.
Yeah, it got really uncomfortable in AT&T Stadium for the Dallas Cowboy fans. It was a sense of, oh, boy, here comes Mr. Fourth Quarter again. And, again, they had good coverage, first sack, second sack, extremely good coverage, and that enabled Pierre-Paul to get his.
With 5:49 to go in the game, the Giants are starting at their own 45-yard line. It felt like, you know, they're good to go here, but they go three and out. So Dallas gets the ball back after the Giants have to punt at their own 16-yard line. They get one first down, but then the Giants are forcing the Dallas Cowboys to punt the football. And the Giants, on a third and five, Manning throws a frozen rope to Reuben Randall for 26 yards. So the Giants are set up. There's 2 minutes to go in the game. They're 52 yards away from taking the lead. Off the two-minute warning, it's first and 10 Giants when the sixth and final turnover derails the game.
Manning takes the snap, back to throw. And the pass is intercepted. He threw it right to the defender, running down the left sideline for a touchdown. Dallas Cowboys, Brandon Carr, 48 yards.
I had a screen called, and, you know, I thought he'd just kind of just sit there and try to pop it to him. He was trying to, you know, make a little move, and, you know, unfortunately, you know, it's off his arm and it gets intercepted. So just a bad break on that one, you know, but that's just, we got some, you know, some young running backs and some young guys, and we just got to get on the same page. And you know, there's going to be mistakes and different things to fix every week. You're just hoping that the mistakes aren't costly ones and end up being turnovers. We just can't afford those.
Brandon Carr closes the door, and Carl, the game started on the first offensive snap with a mistimed screen pass. It ends on a missed time screen pass.
Well, the two plays the Giants do not have success running screen passes, and draws. And in the two-minute drill, those are the two plays you need most.
Carl, obviously fans, media will overreact. The organizations, all of the teams in the NFL, it's one game. You can't overreact. But what are some of the glaring things that they have to get corrected?
Well, I mean, there's cause for concern, not overreaction. All things are fixable, but you know you have a running back whose confidence and the trust of his team and coaches is kind of sketchy right now. So he's got to get it together. He's got to earn back their trust. The small things, the penalties, the inability to block certain guys, that's what you need. And then you do need a pass rush more consistent as well on the defensive side.
Well, they're going to have to step up their game next week as Peyton Manning comes to town and the Denver Broncos. Make sure you join us next week right here on MSG. For Carl Banks and our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. Thanks for watching Giants Rewind, presented by New York Presbyterian Hospital.